In February 2018, I recorded the first episode of Shitpost in my bedroom on a microphone that I barely knew how to use. It was 16 minutes long and about QAnon, which at the time was this budding conspiracy theory movement that I was struggling to get anyone to pay attention to. It's pretty wild to think about that today. When I listen back to that first episode, I can't help but feel sentimental. I was young, and I had no way of knowing that the types of things I was covering would go on to swallow movement conservatism, bones and all. Instead, younger me thought this podcasting stuff might be good public speaking practice and an excuse to talk to people who I thought were interesting. For reasons I still don't fully comprehend, people started listening to it in the thousands. But 6 years and millions of downloads later, it's now time for me to figure out what's next. I don't know what next means for me yet, but things will be quieter around here in the near future while I work through the details. I'll still pop into your inboxes when I feel inspired to write something. I might even get a wild hair and drop a podcast episode once in a while, and you'll likely hear me on other shows you listen to from time to time. The difference is that I'll do these things when I want to do them, instead of when I have to do them, to fulfill a schedule I promised my supporters. I've wrestled with this decision for the better part of a year. It's very hard to disappoint thousands of people all at once. But at the end of the day, the reality is that my priorities and dreams in life have shifted, and I don't have the drive it would take to send this project to a new level. Instead of hovering below this self-imposed ceiling, I'm deciding to float back down to the ground and think about building something different, something simpler. This project will no longer be soliciting financial support from listeners and readers. People who were giving monthly contributions will no longer be billed for them, and people who gave annual tier amounts, which was most folks, have been issued prorated refunds. It was the right thing to do. And if that sounds like you and you haven't got the, you know, refund on your annual subscription you thought you might, my DMs are open on Twitter. The payment processor stuff is complicated. Happy to work it out. I have a million people to thank for the experience of this project, including Sam Thielman for editing the newsletter, my former co-host Jack for keeping me company in those early years, the hundreds of guests who have taken time out of their lives to talk to me on tape, and of course, the thousands of people who tagged along for the ride, just like you. Thank you. Sincerely, from the bottom of my heart. This won't be the last time you hear from me. I won't be gone forever. If you'd like to know when I resurface, whether that is coming back to this podcast someday, starting a new one, doing a series, I don't know. You can drop your email at the Posting Through It website, postingthroughit.com. It's a free sign up, and you know I won't spam you, but when I come back up for air, you'll know. Thank you again. Hosting this show has been amazing, but not everything is meant to last forever. Long live Shitpost, long live Posting Through It. I'll talk to you again soon. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's not what I'm like. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. Couldn't get things right. A fond farewell to a friend.